Welcome to the Kiss Kissinger Show, internet radio, smart talk around the clock. I'm your host, Kiss Kissinger, and on the show today, we'll be continuing with our series on the secret lives of foreign exchange students in the United States. With me today is a gentleman who claims to be an Al-Qaeda operative. He won't give me his name, and I can't tell you exactly what he looks like because he's wearing a black hood with only the eyes and mouth cut out. But I can say that he appears to be between 5'10" and 6 feet tall, and from dark squinty eyes and the thick dark hair on his arms, I would guess that he also has dark hair on his head. The smoothness of his skin under that dark hair would indicate that he is between 18 and 36 years of age. Wait a minute. I can see some etching on the sword he's carrying. I can just barely read a name on it. It says Mohammed Ali Akbar Mohammed. So my guess is that he is of Middle Eastern origin. Now, sir, well, first of all, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello.
You told me earlier that you came into the United States on a student visa, is that right?
Yes.
And how easy was it to enter the United States?
Yes, well, it was very easy. I wrote on my visa that I came to study flying at Julie's Jumbo Jet School in Massapequa, New York.
Are you, in fact, studying flying at Julie's?
Yes. I am taking Jumbo Jets 101 this semester, but the next semester is the kicker. We will learn how to hotwire the engine in case a pilot is uncooperative or incapacitated.
You told me that your visa was approved the same day you applied, that no one did a background check on you. Is that true?
Yes, very true. As long as you pay cash, no one cares where you come from or where you are going in this great demon land of yours.
And when you finished your flying lessons, what's next?
Yes, well, I have volunteered to work at a hippie commune somewhere in Idaho where I will learn crop fertilization ratios with regard to soybeans. This will come in very handy later when I'm studying at Henry's School of Explosives in Jupiter, Florida.
I see. Well, so far you sound just like an average foreign exchange student. Now tell me about your secret life.
Yes, well, this is very much against the Quran, but I tell you that I go to naked ladies' bars at night and pay for lap dancers. They are very good, you know. And in fact, many of them are foreign exchange students trying to make a living in this demon land of yours.
Yes, I know. We had one of them on just last week.
Indeed. And I like to watch gay pornography on my big plasma screen TV while I drink vodka tonics.
Sounds exciting, I'm sure. But you must be very busy with all that studying, carousing, and traveling. When do you actually have time to be an Al-Qaeda operative?
Yes, well, I still have a few hours on weekends when I can send secret messages and American dollars to my friends in Great Britain, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Chechnya, Turkey, Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, Netherlands. I hope I haven't left anyone out. To fund terrorist bombings that will kill many Americans and other foreign infidels.
Has anyone from Homeland Security been in touch with you about your activities?
Yes, and they have asked me more than once if I want to join the CIA and spy for them. But I tell them, no, that would be against the Quran for me to betray my friends.
Tell me, does the Quran say anything about murdering innocent people?
No, I don't think so.
Is there anything else you would like to tell our audience today?
Yes, I also enjoy your spam and eggs.
Thank you for joining us today and giving us this mesmerizing peek at the secret lives of foreign exchange students in the U.S. You've been listening to the Kiss Kissinger Show. I'm your host, Kiss Kissinger. Please join us again for more illuminating topics on Kiss Kissinger. Love you guys.